Immersive audio podcast. In conversations with industry thought leaders, practitioners, artists, academics, and entrepreneurs, discussing all aspects of this rapidly evolving industry, from art, science, and business to practical insights and project case studies. We aim to inform, educate, explore, and unite the community.
Hello and welcome back to the Immersive Audio Podcast. This is your host, Oliver Cadell. In this two-part series, we feature Treble Technologies. Treble is a startup based in Iceland who created the world's leading acoustic simulation platform that can generate interactive, real-time, immersive audio-visual oralizations. I visited their office in downtown Reykjavik to meet their team and hear the full story.
Good morning. Welcome to Treble, Oliver. Great to have you here. We're here in our offices in downtown Reykjavik, Iceland.
Why don't you show us around?
Yeah, absolutely. This is then where pretty much the entire Treble gang sits. On this end of the office, we have sort of, let's say, our main core tech specialists or domain experts. People who are experts in simulation science, acoustics, machine learning, high performance computing, geometry processing, all kinds of sort of advanced things that build up the core technology of the Treble simulation platform, which we'll talk more about today. Maybe, I don't know, 15 people in this part of the organization. And if we go a bit more over here, we have more sort of, let's say, traditional software development talent. Both front-end, you know, developing user interfaces, and back-end, developing cloud infrastructure and databases and all the things that kind of, you know, build up the software and connect all the pieces together. And over here we have project management, design, administration. I also sit here in this part of the office. And then finally, sales, marketing, customer support, and things like that over here. So a team of around 35 people, growing quite fast, and hopefully we'll be even more people soon. So it's exciting times.
Shall we grab a coffee before we get going?
That sounds good. Let's do that. We have a high level of coffee nerdism here at the office. So we have some pretty nice coffee.
First, I sat with Treble founder and CEO, Dr. Finur Pind, who told me what motivated them to start the company.
My name is Finur Pind, and I'm the CEO and one of the founders of Treble Technologies. As a CEO, my role here at the company is to drive the vision of the company. And kind of, you can view it as a support role. I'm trying to support all of the different functions within the company to kind of realize our goals. So I've basically been a massive sound nerd for as long as I can remember. I'm a big fan of music, and that's kind of where interest for sound and acoustics comes from. I guess that's the same for a lot of people that are working in the audio and acoustics industry. It's coming from an interest in music. I at least remember that when I was studying, a lot of my study mates had similar background story. And obviously the dream was to become a rock star, but sort of slowly dawned on me that that was maybe not going to pan out. So that led me on a path into engineering. And in particular, I was so interested in kind of the technical side of sound and, you know, all these guitar effects that I was messing around with and wanted to understand how they work and the amplifiers and the recording software and all this stuff. So I chose to study electrical engineering. So I did that for my undergraduate and then went to do a master's in acoustics engineering, the engineering of sound, basically. And did that in Denmark in DTU, graduated from there in, what was it, 2013. And during those master studies, I sort of started dabbling in sound simulation. You know, the notion of having a computer model of something and being able to simulate the sound in that computer model. And after this, I went back to Iceland, where I'm originally from, and I was working here in Iceland in the building industry for a few years as an acoustic consultant, basically helping architects and others in the building industry design buildings that have comfortable sound environments. So then after doing this for a few years, I got the opportunity. I got an email from my university professor, the one who had supervised my master project, his name is Chul Ho, he's a professor at DTU, offering me to do a PhD exactly on sound simulation and room acoustics simulation, and kind of with the ultimate goal of developing new technology and new software, which would be addressing the exact issues that were kind of annoying me when I was working as an acoustic consultant in the field. And I was very excited about this, so moved back to Denmark and did a PhD for 4 years at DTU, researching and developing new sound simulation technology. And that went pretty well. I was very fortunate to get to work with some very prominent scientists, both in acoustics, but also in, let's say, simulation science and computing, kind of merge these different interdisciplinary fields together to come up with some new technology that could simulate sound much more efficiently and more accurately than what was the kind of industry standard approach at the time. I was thinking, you know, what should I do moving forward? And one option was to kind of take these prototypes of this new exciting technology and create a startup around that and try to bring it actually to the market. And that's what we ended up doing. And that was the birth of Treble Technologies. My role is quite diverse, I will say. It has evolved a lot over the past few years. You know, a few years ago, I was writing code, developing simulation algorithms, but I don't write code anymore as much as I would like to, but there are other priorities now. My day-to-day work is, let's say, driving the vision of the company and sort of thinking a bit ahead of what we should be prioritizing, both in product development and R&D, and also kind of sales and marketing aspects. That's one part of it. Another part is engaging with sort of, let's say, our larger customers, basically doing kind of hands-on sales and pre-sales activities as well. Fundraising, that's a big part of it as well, ensuring that we have good relations with investors and can sustain the company at this stage, in this kind of early days when we're still doing a lot of investment into R&D to realize these this platform that we're building. And then just a lot of support, really, being a little bit of a grease on the wheels, you know, supporting here and there throughout the company, helping realize our vision. First seeds of Treble were sown during this PhD research of mine back in DTU in the years 2016 to 2020. And as mentioned, you know, that work went pretty well, and we had some kind of, let's say, promising indications of the wave-based algorithm that could simulate very efficiently. So then I had this kind of moment in my career where I was wondering what the hell I should do next, ending on a PhD. And I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, Jesper Pedersen, who is my co-founder here at Treble. We met back in 2011 when we were doing our master's in DTU in acoustics engineering. And Jesper has been working in sound simulation since as well. So we're kind of a couple sound simulation nerds. And he knew that about the research I was doing and was quite interested in it. So we kind of looked at each other. We were at like some kid's birthday party or something, his kid's birthday party. And like, you know a lot about sound simulation. I know a lot about sound simulation. I have this kind of interesting prototype of some new technology. Should we maybe try and do something with this? Or so we decided to found the company.
My name is Jesper Pedersen, and I'm the chief product officer here at Treble. I'm an acoustic engineer as my background, or actually started out as a mechanical engineer. I started my bachelor's in mechanical engineering. Back then, I was doing a lot of music. I was kind of constantly thinking about the mechanics of like vibrating strings on guitars and playing around with kind of building my own effects pedals and at some point built my own tube amp, and I was just really into that. I ended up switching to doing acoustic engineering. I was going to do my master's. Did that at DTU. That was also the point when I met Finnish.
We actually applied for a grant here in Iceland. There's a very nice kind of startup ecosystem here in Iceland, so we can apply for a grant to get started with the company. And we decided, like, if we get the grant, then let's do it. And we ended up getting the grant. So like, okay, I guess we have to do this. Certainly don't regret that now. We were allowed to be at the University of Iceland in a kind of windowless basement for free. It was very, with a super noisy HVAC system and so on, very kind of startup vibes, you know, in the garage kind of style. So we started there, me and him, with some modest hopes, but still kind of we knew that we had very powerful technology on our hands, and we knew at least of one problem that this technology could address, which was the building acoustics aspect. And we got going. We were surviving on this grant. It kind of paid half a salary maybe, and doing some kind of odd consulting gigs on the side as well. Then very quick, two other guys, Ingimar and Gunnar, joined as well.
My name is Gunnar Peter Haugsson. I'm one of the founders here at Treble. Joined very early on and was the third employee just weeks after Jesper and Finnur formed the company initially. I have the title of Chief Commercial Officer. And what that entails is essentially that I manage everything that has to do with revenue. So it's marketing and it's selling the product, it's business development, expanding our network, and also funding. My background, just to go briefly over that, it's been quite a strange journey, to be honest. I am originally a biologist with focus on environmental sciences. Then I did a master's degree in sustainability, and I started my own startup based on what I studied there. That eventually fizzled out, but I got a lot of very valuable experience from running my own company. And I kind of took that with me into when I became a sales and marketing manager at Iceland's biggest IT company. I was there for 7 years before Finnur, who is an old friend of mine. We initially got to know each other, you know, being in bands as teenagers. So, you know, we were in the scene, became close friends. And after he and Jesper founded the company, they kind of had this rough, vague idea of what they wanted to do, but they needed someone who had experience in the business side of things. So they got me on board. The passion and drive that Finnur and Jesper possess is very contagious. So I think those two things together, you know, made it very clear opportunity that I wanted to take, and I don't regret that at all.
And then the ball started rolling, I would say. We decided to seek some investment. And by doing that, that really kind of allowed us to accelerate the process. At the same time, we were getting more and more traction, sort of seeing people being interested in this, both from the building design, but also these kind of other use cases were starting to reveal themselves, such as, you know, audio device simulations, virtual prototyping, automotive acoustics, data generation for training audio machine learning algorithms, even going into kind of VR, AR use cases as well. Now it's coming on a bit more than 3 years since we started. The company has grown to around 35 people, absolutely brilliant people that we've managed to recruit, both kind of domain experts in acoustics and simulation and so on, and also software talent and commercial talent as well. We've done kind of two rounds of investment to accelerate our growth. We launched the platform like 9 months ago in 2023 and have seen very promising traction since then. I think around 100 organizations from around the globe are now paying subscribers or customers to the simulation platform. And that includes many of the big tech giants, many prominent audio tech companies, some of the biggest engineering firms in the world as well, and so on. So it's really exciting journey so far, but also feel like we're kind of just getting started.
Can you please explain how the Treble platform works? And what really makes it unique and different?
The Treble platform is a sound simulation software that allows you to, as the name implies, simulate sound in some computer model. And what's unique about it is both the kind of accuracy of the simulation engine, with our proprietary simulation engine. Also, we're really emphasizing the whole workflow of doing sound simulation, trying to make that as efficient and easy as possible. And then last but not least, kind of enabling virtual listening experiences that are more engaging and more authentic than what's been previously possible. So you can actually hear what you're designing before you build it. And then I think maybe just to illustrate, the initial use case we had in mind was building design. So imagine you're an architect and you're designing a school, let's say, and it so happens, and research has very clearly demonstrated, that the acoustic environment of a school has a huge impact on how students perform, how well they feel at school, and so on. And the same goes for hospitals and office buildings and residential and everything, you know, that the sound environment has a huge impact on people's well-being and health and so on. So you as an architect want to be sure that this school you're designing is not just going to look great, but it's also going to function really well. And you need to be sure then that the sound, that you shape the building in such a way, you choose materials, you do space planning and everything to be sure that this will be a comfortable place for the students and the teachers and everyone. And then you can use Treble, which kind of connects with the tools that people design buildings in, to be sure that the sound environment is going to be good, that the acoustic environment is going to be appropriate. You can both analyze it in kind of engineering detail, or you can simply step into your 3D model and just walk around it and hear how it's going to sound. And this way choose materials and everything to ensure a good environment. So Treble connects directly via plugin into a 3D modeling tool called SketchUp. And then we also have the ability to interact with other 3D modeling CAD tools like Revit and Rhino and others as well. So you can kind of stay in your tools that you're used to working with when designing buildings, and Treble sort of adds the sound dimension into building design. Another example is, let's say, electroacoustics or sound system design, where you're optimizing a sound system. It can be a small sound system in a meeting room, ranging all the way up to a huge sound system in a stadium, and anything in between. And then you can simulate how that sound system is going to sound in your given environment, and you can optimize the positions and types of loudspeakers, optimize also the room and sort of the interaction between the sound system and the room. Designing recording studios as well, optimizing the setup that you have in there, the materials and everything. Another super exciting use case, which is something that we, to be honest, not really think about when we started the company, but kind of came through inbound interest from some very prominent players on the market, is that of synthetic audio data generation. If I try to explain, so kind of machine learning and AI, the use of such techniques is exponentially growing in everything, but including in the world of audio, where all kinds of audio equipment and virtual audio experiences are powered by audio machine learning algorithms. An example can be something like speech recognition or speech enhancement. And all of these machine learning models, they need to be trained with training data. And the better the training data is, the better these algorithms will perform. And up until now, when people are training audio machine learning algorithms like speech enhancement, then they've typically either collected data using measurements, which is allows you to get high quality data, but it's expensive to do measurements and it's time consuming and you can't really create a lot of data using that approach, or using some very approximate simulation techniques to synthesize kind of spatial audio data. But with Treble, you have the opportunity to simulate very precisely a spatial audio data in thousands of environments within just a few hours. So you can, for example, let's say you're designing a speakerphone and you want that speakerphone to be as good as possible in picking up speech and removing background noise, which is done with some machine learning algorithm. And now you can basically use Treble to virtually place this speakerphone in 10,000 different meeting rooms with all kinds of different sound sources and materials and everything, and simulate all those environments like with ultra high precision, just like you would go and actually measure 10,000 different meeting rooms with the device in there and take all that data to then train this device to be super good at recognizing the speech, removing the background noise. Speakerphone is just one example, but hearing aids is another example. All kinds of adaptive audio algorithms like room compensation, like all sound bars and audio systems now are kind of adapting to the different environments they're placed in. And this is all machine learning based. So that's a very exciting use case of the Treble platform, and specifically this SDK interface, which is a sort of programmatic interface to the simulation technology that we're offering. What I've just listed now, architectural acoustics, pro audio, and synthetic data generation, these are the use cases we are currently addressing, our current offering supports. And then we're working towards additional use cases as well, as previously mentioned. The Treble platform basically has two interfaces. We have a graphic user interface, which is a browser-based interface. So it's just kind of sits in your browser. That's more tailored towards these design applications, like building design or simulating audio in cars and so on, where you're kind of this one thing that you're designing and optimizing. Then we have another interface, which we call the SDK, the Software Development Kit, which is more kind of a programmatic interface, which allows you to take our simulation engine and plug it into your own third-party software or your custom R&D workflows and so on. So that can be, for example, integrating it with a tool like Unity or Unreal, where you can simulate an environment with ultra-high precision using the Treble simulation engine and kind of create then virtual listening experiences which are perceptually authentic. Can also be this data generation use case where you want to set up 10,000 simulations. You don't want to go click through a graphic user interface to set up 10,000 simulations, but you'd rather do that sort of programmatically through a programmatic interface.
Acoustic simulation is such a fascinating and complex field of the audio industry. Can you please explain why it's such a difficult phenomenon to work with? And essentially, what have you solved to make the process more precise and more efficient for the users?
What we do here at Treble is we're building a sound simulation platform. And if I just take one step back and kind of explain what that actually entails. Simulation, as I mentioned, you know, that's this concept of having a computer model of something, a 3D model of some either physical thing or some environment or something like that, and being able to simulate then how that thing behaves in reality. And in our case, the sound of it. So an example can be, let's say, a 3D model of a car, and you can simulate how that car is going to sound, either the noise from the engine or the sound or the acoustics in the car cabin, the sound system in the car, and so on. It can be a car, it can be a building, it can be any kind of tech product, a TV or headphones, or even some kind of virtual immersive experience like a video game. And you want to simulate sound in this 3D model. You know, the concept of sound simulation has certainly been around for some time, so we're not introducing that as such. But we're kind of, let's say, having a new approach to that particular problem. Being able to simulate much faster than what has been previously possible, while also maintaining a very high level of accuracy. That's kind of one of the unique offerings of Treble. When I was working as an acoustic consultant, that was in the building industry. So the aspect of simulating acoustics in buildings for the purpose of ensuring that there are high quality buildings that are comfortable to be in. And then some of the issues I was facing there was both that the kind of accuracy of the simulations wasn't really very reliable, and also the whole workflow around doing the simulation and the kind of design work was quite cumbersome and sort of manual labor heavy. And exactly these aspects is what we're trying to address with Treble. And when we started Treble, we were mostly thinking about building design, doing a great software for architects and engineers in the building industry. And that certainly remains an important focus area for us, but it also sort of dawned on us slowly and steadily that by having this very powerful sound simulation technology that can simulate faster and more precisely than what's kind of the industry standard, has use cases beyond building design. When it comes to simulating sound in space, that's actually a very challenging problem to address because it's a complex physics phenomena that's happening, sound propagation in space, with all the different geometries and materials and sound sources and everything that's involved. So what people have sort of done throughout the years is to use, let's say, quite approximate methods for this, basically due to computation resource limitations. You know, back in the 80s and 90s and so on, we didn't have very powerful computers, so we had to use quite approximate methods to this problem. In particular, what the kind of industry standard approach is something which is called geometrical acoustics, which is ray tracing and image source style simulation methods, where we approximate the sound wave propagation using kind of rays, or we approximate the wave as a ray, essentially. So it's kind of a high frequency approximation. And, you know, it works well in certain cases and it's computationally efficient, but in many cases, sound doesn't really behave like a ray. It behaves like a wave. And those kinds of methods don't really capture those physics. And what we're introducing at Treble is what's called a wave-based simulation approach, where we actually capture the wave nature of sound in the simulation, which is something that's not really been done so much in the past. The benefit of doing that is much higher accuracy. We capture things like diffraction, sound waves bending around obstacles, phase, interference, scattering, and these kinds of things. We capture them very precisely in the simulation. But the challenge with the wave-based approach has always been that it's been so computationally heavy. You know, simulate a medium-sized room and it will take you 2 weeks to run the simulation or something, which is obviously not practically feasible. But one of the main research breakthroughs behind Treble is then being able to simulate wave-based much, much faster, more than 100 times faster than what has been kind of available on the market to date, so that you can actually simulate big spaces very efficiently, just in a handful of minutes. That in turn means that we can simulate more precisely, so we can trust the results of the simulation better. We can, you know, realize higher quality designs. We can avoid over design and things like that. And we can actually just use simulation for all kinds of problems that you couldn't really use before, where you need a very high level of accuracy.
To what extent spatial audio affects the simulation accuracy and the auditory perception?
There are various aspects which are important or need to be taken into consideration when trying to simulate sound in space as precisely as possible. One is, let's say, materiality of the space. You know, when a sound wave hits a surface, how is the sound energy absorbed in different frequencies? And depending on where the sound wave is coming from, it's a whole field in on itself, sound absorption. And modeling that precisely has a big impact on the quality of the simulation. Modeling the speech source, how we radiate sound more in one direction than another, and it's frequency dependent and volume dependent and everything. That's another field entirely in on itself. Sound propagation in space, you know, sound waves bending around obstacles and being diffracted and interfering with each other and all of that. And then last but not least, the sort of spatial characteristics of sound, or the 3D aspect of the sound field. And being able to model that precisely really kind of opens up a lot of new opportunities. And that's all of these aspects I mentioned is kind of where Treble is introducing groundbreaking new approaches, which are much more precise than what typically has been done up to date. And with respect to the spatial component, being able to simulate ultra-high order ambisonic impulse responses going all the way up to 16th order, which is like 450 channels or something, you know, or lower. You can choose the order that you want to work with. But this is critical for synthetic audio data generation, where the spatial component is really a big part of the data. And, you know, it's often about designing microphone arrays and so on that can work with the spatial characteristics of sound to extract some information or process the signal in some way. Also for audio device virtual prototyping, to kind of really, if you're trying to pinpoint precisely where the microphones should be placed and so on, then having this detailed spatial characteristics is important. And obviously then for kind of creating listening experiences as well, where the spatial component, as you know very well, Oliver, plays a huge role in how authentic and realistic the experience sounds. Oh, earthquake. Welcome to Iceland.
Wow.
Yeah. This is kind of everyday material here these days.
That was quite something. At this point, we were interrupted by the earthquake, which, being on the fifth floor of the tall building, felt quite amazing and actually terrifying at the same time. But after a short break, Finnur showed me how the Treble platform works so that you're able to hear the audio demo of simulation process examples captured real time.
I'm going to do a quick demo here in the Treble platform. So I've just opened up my laptop here, and what I'm thinking to mess around with is a model of an auditorium. So it's like a medium-sized auditorium that you would typically see in a university or something like that. Run a couple of simulations on it with some different acoustic properties or different materials, and maybe a couple of different sound systems in the room, and we can then hear how it sounds. I've just kind of imported this 3D model into Treble. So I need to assign some materials on the different surfaces in the model. And like I say, I'm going to run a couple of different simulations. So one where I have like more harder reflective materials in the hall, and then another where I put more sound absorbing material. So we hear some difference in reverberation in the space. Yeah, let me assign, you know, on the chairs. On the one hand, maybe I'll have wooden chairs, and then in the other simulation, I'll have some upholstered chairs, which will be more sound absorbing. On the walls, maybe in the reflective case, I'll have hard, like gypsum board walls, but in the absorbing case, let's put some perforated acoustic panels as an example on the walls. And the ceiling, on the one hand, again, kind of a hard reflective ceiling, and on the other hand, maybe some acoustic tiles in the ceiling, like suspended acoustic tiles. And the floor, hard parquet on the one hand, and then carpet on the other hand. So again, kind of creating a bit of contrast in the acoustic materials. I've basically set this up now for these two simulations while I was describing this to you. I'm going to put a couple of sound sources on the stage, kind of left and right hanging speakers, and maybe put some JBL speakers here. I'm just arbitrarily choosing something from the database. So we have a huge database of both acoustic materials in the tool and of loudspeaker types and so on. And then I'll also run one with, let's just choose this FZ audio speaker system as well, so we can hear both different room acoustics and different sound systems in the space. And now I've set all this up. I've put some listening positions across the space. I just sent off the simulations to the cloud. Everything runs in the cloud, so all the simulations run in parallel and just takes a few seconds to run the simulation. And then we can analyze the results. And in Treble, there are kind of two ways to analyze results. On the one hand, we can look at graphs and numbers. We could look at acoustic measures. We could look at color maps that sort of visually show how sound moves in the space or propagates in the space and so on. Maybe not so suited for a podcast. So on the other hand, we can listen. And that's what we're going to do here. So I'll go into here what we call the oralizer now that the simulations are done. And we can basically hear the space out. We can compare the different things on the fly, like different positions in the space. We can move the head in real time. We can flip between the different simulations I've run, so the different materials, configurations of the different sound systems in the space. As previously mentioned, you know, this whole platform is kind of web-based, so I'm just in the browser here doing all of these things. And these listening experiences that I'm just about to play, you know, are just running from the browser. One pretty cool feature then in Treble is that users can basically send this virtual listening experience to anyone. Just send a URL and they get a URL on the other side where they just go into the browser and then boom, they're immediately in this immersive experience where they see the 3D model and they can move around in it and hear it and compare it. And, you know, it's very useful, for example, in communicating acoustics designs like, hey, we have three design options, option A, option B, option C here, have a listen and tell me what's your preference or whatever. And it's all binaural, all 3D kind of audio rendered to binaural in this web application, the web GUI. It's second order ambisonics in real time, so you can move around and so on. But in the SDK, you can go, like as previously discussed, like to crazy high order ambisonics. But then doing real time movement is not really possible. So it's kind of, you have these two options of like ultra high spatial accuracy, but then like static positions, or a bit lower spatial accuracy, but then you can move around in real time and things like that. I was thinking just here in the beginning to put some Icelandic choir music. Why not? So we can hear that in the space. This is a classic Icelandic song called Hver á sér fegra föðurland. And I'll just play it through one of the speakers. So I had like a left and right system, but I'll just play like the choir music through one speaker in the room. And here we first hear just dry recording. So it's actually a choir that went into the anechoic chamber here at the University of Iceland. We recorded them singing in a completely acoustically dead room. It's quite challenging for choir singers to sing in that kind of room, but they did it anyway. And we can first hear the dry recording and then I'll jump into the room and we'll hear it in there. So this is the dry recording. And now I'm going to jump into the space. I'm panning, looking around. I'm going to jump closer to the stage. I'm moving the head. So you can hear it now in the right ear. And then in the left ear now. As I look around in the space. Jump to the back row. Flip to a different simulations of different material configuration in the space. And you hear it's much drier, it's less reverberant, the space. And back to the reverberant. Let's try that one more time, back to the less reverberant. And back to the more reverberant. Different seats in the auditorium. Now I'm gonna just change the sound system from one type to another. And back to the other sound system. So clearly one sound system is a bit louder than the other. It's more kind of power efficient, but also just kind of timbral difference. I'm thinking now to switch to different type of music just to kind of emphasize this a bit more. So I was thinking to put like this house music track that we have here in Treble as well. So let's first hear again the just kind of the dry recording of it, just the dry track. Now I'm going to jump to the space. switching acoustic treatment. And it's like way drier. Front row. Back row. And different sound system. The sound system. So this is just one quick example of how you can, you know, be hearing different setups in some different rooms or different situations using treble and this oralizer. Maybe the last example could be just my own voice in this space. So we can mess around a bit with that. Maybe where I can put my voice as a source on the stage, and then we can hear as I move around in the space how that sounds as well. Okay, so this is just a short sentence of myself talking about noise and poor acoustics and how they affect our health and well-being. So let me first just play the dry recording that comes here.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor impacting our health, well-being, and productivity.
And then I'm gonna assign that to a source that's sort of standing on the stage there. Then I'm going to go to, I'll also, as a listener, stand on the stage in this auditorium. The acoustic conditions are sort of rather damped here. And let's hear how it sounds.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor impacting our health, well-being, and productivity.
Turn the head.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor impacting our health, well-being, and productivity. Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor impacting
our health. And I'm going to go from the stage to the back row.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown
obviously,
to be a major
the volume
factor
is lower.
Impacting our health, well-being, and productivity.
Then I'm going to change the acoustic conditions from damped to more reverberant.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor
back to the stage.
Health, well-being, and productivity. Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor impacting our health, well-being, and productivity.
Here.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be
switching
a major
more
factor
depth.
Impacting our health, well-being,
back
and productivity.
To reverberant.
Noise and poor acoustics have been shown to be a major factor impacting
going to
our
middle
health,
of the auditorium here.
Noise and poor
and so on. And basically this is like very precisely simulated acoustic conditions, exactly taking into account the geometrical shape of the space, all the materials of all the surfaces in the space, and the characteristics of a voice source standing on the stage. And we can kind of very precisely hear exactly as this space will sound in reality.
In the next episode, we're going to dive more into product design and the close collaborative process between the developers and the software users. We'll cover the emerging market of synthetic data generation for machine learning and talk about the future roadmap for treble and more. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
If you enjoy the podcast and would like to show your support, please consider becoming a Patreon. Not only are you supporting us, but you will also get special access to bonus content and much more. Find out more on our official Patreon page, www.patreon.com/immersive audio podcast. You've been listening to the Immersive Audio Podcast, hosted by Oliver Cadell and Monica Bowles. This episode was produced by Oliver Cadell and Emma Reese and included music by Rhythm Scott. Got an idea for an episode or want to comment on something we've discussed recently? Drop us an email at podcast@1618digital.com or find us on Twitter at @iaudiopodcast. If you've enjoyed our show, head to our page on iTunes and leave us a review and rating. It really helps us out. Visit immersiveaudiopodcast.com to access show notes and other episodes and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
Looking for more audio-related podcasts to listen to? We're part of the Audio Podcast Alliance, featuring a hand-picked selection of the very best podcasts about sound. Be sure to hear the latest episodes from our friends in the community at audiopodcast.org.